And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A 21-year-old conservative named Riley Naibbi was debating students on the UN Santa Cruz campus last week when a masked figure in black dumped a bucket of black liquid over his head, blinding him for hours. His table had a sign reading, quote, "Transgenders are violent," and then a transgender attacker proved him right. And the violence not always ideological either. In Seattle, a refugee named Sana Cisse was just found not guilty by reason of insanity in the stabbing death of a stranger. He chased Fontaine Jackson down with a large knife and kept stabbing him after he fell, as witnesses heard Jackson cry out, "Why are you doing this? I don't even know you." Cisse has been in this country since 1994 and was arrested 28 times before that night. And three psychiatrists agree that he couldn't tell right from wrong, so he's bound for a state hospital, not prison. So a man is dead, his killer walks free, and quote-unquote compassion has somehow stopped meaning protecting the innocent. Words are also losing their meaning in church, too. Texas Senate candidate James Tallarico belongs to an Austin congregation that calls itself a reproductive freedom congregation. It teaches that abortion is, quote, a blessing. St. Andrew's Presbyterian is the name of the church. It funds Planned Parenthood, pays to fly women and girls under 18 out of state for abortions, and backs a summer camp for transgender identifying kids as young as 11. Tallarico preaches there occasionally and defends it by pointing to the angel who asked Mary's consent before Christ's birth. He told Joe Rogan that abortion is therefore about consent. Takes a special theology to read the Christmas story and come away pro-abortion, doesn't it? Over at the Democratic National Committee, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham summed up her party's 2028 plan in a sentence. If women, Democratic women, just show up and vote, we're good. We don't need any men. She's not wrong on the math. Democrats carried last fall's Virginia and New Jersey governor races on lopsided female support, barely topping 50% with men. Still, writing off half the country is kind of bold, and it's not only gender. In a street interview about the LA mayor's race, one woman says she's voting for the candidate who looks like her but couldn't name one policy. When a coalition runs on who people are instead of what they believe, it's going to eventually stop needing ideas at all. And better news out of Washington, where the budget office is finally treating your tax dollars like they belong to someone. Director Russ Vaughn has overhauled the federal grant system, about $1 trillion of it, to fix what officials call significant flaws, 190,000 of them dating to Joe Biden's final year in office. Grants now get checked for performance and run through E-Verify, and anything tied to diversity quotas, gender ideology, or green energy giveaways gets canceled. The radical new idea, money handed out should actually do what it was promised to do. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.